Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews.
The boys are here. That's all you need to know. Rossi and I are so lucky because Tony DiCoppo, Vlad Duthier, and Nate Burleson from CBS Morning is in the house.
We've got all the men here today.
We are here.
Nate, today, chef's kiss.
Oh, I mean, you know, look at this. Oh.
Tony, are you going to remove an article of clothing?
No. I can't compete with that over there. It's kind of difficult for me to keep up. I mean, he's a former NFL wide receiver, and Vlad's in a band over here, right? I'm just a journalist.
Don't you love how you can't even try it? Everyone's like, nope, Tony, no.
Yeah.
You're cute as a button.
That's what we call a fishing for compliments.
Yeah.
Really,
cute as a button and a great guy to boot. In fact, you're in pole position. You're first up with our stories today, Tony.
I love the story. So People Magazine is reporting that supermodel Cindy Crawford, she had some tough love advice for her daughter, Kaia Gerber, when Kaia went into the family business and began modeling. The night before Kaia walked a runway for the first time, Cindy showed her daughter videos of other models falling off the runway. But it worked. She has not fallen to this day as a professional model. So, gang, your first reaction is, that is cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
But then you hear she's never fallen, and we think what?
I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it.
Tell
because
me why.
Here's the thing. My boys have been playing football since they were young.
Look at these.
That would be like me showing them football players getting absolutely rocked on the field and saying this could happen.
Well, I mean, though, I look at the, did you see the video of the model falling?
They were just showing it.
It's terrifying. That's the only reason I didn't go into modeling. Honestly.
That was the only reason?
That's the only reason, yeah. They kept asking. I said, no, I don't want to fall.
It's so funny. I took this a completely different way than all you guys.
How'd you take it?
I took it like she was saying to her, if you fall, it's okay because other people have done it too.
I think that that's exactly right. And I'm going to endorse this method of parenting because I think what you're really doing is showing your daughter the worst case scenario, getting them comfortable with it, and then they can realize, hey, that's survivable, right? The model who fell, little clap afterwards, the audience cheered for her. Yeah. That's a lesson for life. You will get up.
This is me too. Like what I thought when I saw this video is I used to study martial arts, and one of the things that they always teach you is you have to step in to a ring and take a couple of blows to see what a punch really feels like, so that you know when you take a punch, it's not the end of the world.
And that's why, on Nate's first day on the show, Vlad punched him right in the face.
That's so sweet of you.
But it was like, you just went more, he just did like this.
Kisser.
And I was like, I thought I had more strength. He was just like, that was a love tap.
And Nate gave him a little fist bump back, and that was it.
But I feel you on that. I changed my tune.
Yeah?
Okay, I like that. I like that method.
Exactly.
Who wants to see Ross model, though?
I do! Now you see why, you know, I was almost too good. So that's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Exactly,
sense,
thank you.
Well, stylish Nate, it is your story.
All right, so I'm up next. The New York Post reports that there is a new love theory going viral online called the Cavoodle Method. I want y'all to take a look at this.
So let's talk about the Cavoodle Method. Step one. Have something that you are extremely obsessed with. I'm obsessed with Cavoodles. Whenever he saw a Cavoodle, he'd be like, Favea likes Cavoodles. Favea, Cavoodle, Cavoodle, Favea. He would send me Instagram reels, TikTok reels, everything before we started dating. Fast forward, we start dating. I asked him, what made you want to date me? And he said, everywhere I went and there was a Cavoodle, I thought of you. So I was thinking about you a lot. Use this method on a boy that you like and you'll be stuck in his head forever.
Okay, so just for clarification, a Cavoodle is a dog.
Right.
If you were confused. There's some people like, what is a Cavoodle?
But I asked the same question. I'd never heard of that breed.
Cavoodle. Yeah. Now I don't even know what it is, and I want one. What is a Cavoodle?
I thought it was a type of cuddle.
Yeah, me too.
So that's TikToker Favea, and she is saying that this will allow the person you are pursuing to be obsessed with you. So do you guys believe that would work?
By planting seeds of things that you like, it
to make
could
it relatable
be,
to you.
I love Garfield. Uh-huh. I love flowers. I love frogs. I'm now thinking of my old gynecologist. Sorry, I know that's the weirdest. Like,
that's a lot of things, by the way.
I know.
You're supposed to pick one.
Yeah. My old doctor had, she had an obsession with frogs and Garfield.
But this proves her point, right?
By the way, it proves
her point. She planted that seed, so every time you see a frog or Garfield, you think of that doctor.
I get the Cavoodle theory.
God, I think if you have to plant a seed over and over again, Cavoodle, 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 just to get the guy think of you, it's the wrong guy for you. The guy should be thinking of you because it's you, honey, because you are fabulous,
not because
you did some mind trick on him.
I agree. You want to be, it has to be your smile, your charm, your charisma, something about you that's cute or quirky, not some...
Okay, that's...
I'm like, head fake.
It's like a head fake. Heartwarming, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Really?
People are trying not to be single, Vlad.
Come on, man.
I see a dog, and I think of you, Nate. No! I think of, like, my buddy, my friend, my like, all the things that you are. Mentor.
Thanks, Vlad. It does kind of sound like Cavoodoo instead of Cavoodle, though.
By the way, you're right.
A little ooh of somebody.
I completely agree with that. But I think I might kind of agree with the Cavoodle theory.
So will you try it?
I don't know. I got to find somebody to plant the seeds first.
Somebody worthy of a Cavoodle.
Yeah.
That's what we really need.
You're Tony's one of my mentors when it comes to love, because you have such a good, happy, healthy relationship.
His love story is, if you guys don't know, it's the best.
The most romantic.
They know. It's been shared on the show.
Well, up next, has anyone kept a list of lovers? This is another thing going viral. It's to write down, well, you know what? We'll tell you after the commercial break.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
With the boys of CBS Mornings, our family, Tony, Nate, and Vlad. And Vlad, you have got a really fun story that I'm excited to talk about.
Yes. So The Independent reports on a trend where women are keeping a list on their phone of who they have slept with. Yes, let me get through this because it's kind of spicy. Some lists have the names in chronological order, while some are more chaotic with nicknames to remember who they were. Don't want to know what those are. Dating experts say these lists have the capacity to provide a lot more than naysayers may think. So looking back and seeing who you slept with or didn't sleep with can tell you a lot about what was going on in your life at that time. I'm laughing because I think that is absolutely true. So has anyone here kept the list?
No.
Nah. Whoa. Nah. Story.
I know. True. You have a list, and where is it?
I made a list, and it was back in the day. I did it with paper and pen.
Smart.
I'm the most disorganized person. I lose everything.
Don't say it.
Yep.
Left it on a plane.
I left it at someone's house.
Yeah, not just anybody's house, though.
Well, I was producing a film that Danny DeVito was directing. And so I wrote the list on the back of a set of notes for the film.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it at Danny DeVito's house.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And did he find it?
Well, I don't think he ever did, but I did admit to him that he came on the show and I was like, I left my sex list at your house.
You are way too honest.
Would he have known what it was a list of?
Like, did you have details?
Yeah, if they were all nicknames.
No, it was names.
Oh.
Full names?
You could have said, these are supporting actors that I want to star in the film with me.
You could have made all actors on the list, though.
Oh, okay.
How many pages was the list?
Ooh. Oh, one.
Well, see, this is actually
How big was the print while you were playing?
But this is actually the issue. The reason, I mean, first of all, if you do it on your phone is not private. I would encourage paper.
This was like in the early 2000s. So we were still working on flip phones. So there was no tech then.
So particularly with what we put on men, it can feel like there's no right number of sexual partners to have. It's either too small of a list or too big of a list.
Is that true?
Here's a better question, actually. Who shares with their significant other their real number of partners? Are you honest? Ooh. Have you been honest? Are you honest? Vlad's number is 1,000, by the way.
Will Chamberlain over here.
No, it's not anywhere near that high. Close. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, my God, Vlad.
No, I don't know that I wouldn't have a problem sharing it, but the point is why? Why would you want to share that list?
There's a hint of shame here. I don't know. I mean, this is where it gets complicated. Like, why should we not just be like, yeah, I was great in my 20s and it was awesome.
I'm absolutely saying that. I was awesome in my 20s. I was great. It was a wonderful time. But that was then. This is now.
I'm really curious about this. Oh, Who in the audience shares with their significant other the number of sexual partners they have had in their lifetime?
There's a gentleman with a
hat. It's like four people.
Where do you see somebody doing it?
In a jean shirt or a dark shirt. He's third row.
Yes, by the way. Katie and I are completely open
about
this.
He's pointing to himself.
Yeah.
Really?
Completely 100% open.
Hi, what is your name?
Hey.
Eddie.
He's like,
hi, Eddie. I'm Drew.
Nice to meet you, finally.
You raised your hand.
Yes.
May I ask why?
You guys asked I had a conversation with my partner about how many previous relationships we had, and we have.
Oh, God, you're a brave man. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a question. Did you feel like your partner could handle it, and did they make you feel safe about sharing it?
Yes. She was very open-minded, and I'm open-minded as well, so It was a great conversation.
And when she shared hers with you, how did you feel and how did you make her feel?
It's, Cobra said, it's the same thing, so.
Aww. It's great.
You know, love that. Very evil.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because yeah.
I love it. That's great.
I don't even like the idea of making the list. Okay, just make it. Lists are for groceries. I don't want to know. I don't want to know mine. I don't want to know yours. I kind of want to know yours,
Ross,
but I don't want to know.
Keep it all up here, right?
Thank you so much.
Keep it all
just
up
call
here.
Danny DeVito. He'll tell you. All right, the guys are coming right back at the end of the show for another story. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back. Rossi and I are here with the boys of CBS Morning. Tony. Our family. All right, well, let's do one last story for the road. Rossi!
Right, well, this one comes to the New York Post. They report on a new sleeping hack that has gotten a lot of attention. Take a look at this.
Sweatshirt over the top half of your head. Leave your nose and your mouth open. Then, once you get on your pillow, grab the arm sleeves and wrap them around your face. So you'll look like this when you go to sleep at night.
Okay, so that's a wrap on her. Some people say it looks insane. Experts say there's actually a scientific reason behind the madness. It's called the swaddling effect. Like you would swaddle a baby,
sure,
you know?
Oh, I love swaddling babies. I got real good at it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
I'm fantastic at it.
Tony taught me how to do it.
I would like to see Tony do it. In fact, I have a big blanket here. Could you swaddle Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, I think I can. The thing about an adult swaddle is I think it's called a straitjacket.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
I was like, also,
get on it. Walk us through what you're doing.
This is very involved.
Yeah.
It's
so
and then
weird.
You need, this, if we had a longer thing, this would then tuck up like this.
Okay.
So, how is
he's
that?
Good, right?
Huh?
He's
how
good.
Do you feel?
We get an overhead shot of that.
We got it.
That's a burrito.
All right.
I can't help you up here.
There we go.
How do you feel? Do you feel safe?
Rested.
Oh, big thank you to Tony, Nate, and Vlad. Come here, Vlad. Thank you, Vlad.
You can see them every day on CBS Mornings, right here on CBS. And everybody, we make this show for you, so just get yourselves all nice and cozy and tucked in.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp, Bank NA, or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.